and expectation for Jasbir Singh. J like Japan, Asbirsingh. Date of birth is 4/22/1994. Date of accident is 11/4/2024. Date of service is 3/4/2025. This patient was referred from California, where he had the accident in California. He was called by his attorney law firm as a referral source, and they wanted to work on a lien. He currently do not have an insurance. It is being worked out at in California. Chief complaints are severe pain in the right shoulder, left shoulder, neck and the lower back and the right knee. He also has a pain in the heaviness, pain in the thumb area bilaterally. History of the automobile accident is described as follows by the patient. The patient reports that all of his symptoms are alleged to occur from the accident that happened on 11/4/2024. The time of the accident is not written, but the patient reports he was traveling alone in a semi-truck and he was hit with a freight near Manteca Airport Boulevard, M-A-N-T-E, T like Tom, E-C-A, Manteca Airport. The other car has turned in front of his truck and he tried to save the car. In the process, it was a head-on collision. The other car was traveling at 70 to 80 miles and he was a drunk driver and he himself was traveling to 30 to 35 miles. The other car was a 10-wheel truck and his car was, his vehicle was semi-truck. Oh, sorry. The other car was a silver sedan Jetta, not a truck. His own vehicle was a 10-wheel freight vehicle, semi-truck. As a result of the head-on collision, patient report that he injured his right shoulder and left shoulder while he was holding the steering wheel very hard. He had a seatbelt injury to the chest and neck. A whiplash happened. No direct trauma of the head. He reports that airbag did not deploy and he was wearing a seatbelt at the time of accident. There was a loss of consciousness momentarily and hit and run accident none. Police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. Damage to the vehicle is not total. There is a $20,000 damage, transmission broke, tire and axle front hood were broken. The bumper broke, torn, and however, there was no damage to inside of the vehicle. History of the presenting illness. Patient reports the following symptoms. He is suffering from headache, which are 4 to 5, and they're affecting his right temple. They are off and on, moderately severe. They are not sensitive to light or noise, and they are not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, no symptoms of TBI are present or reported by the patient. No problem with the taste, smell, TMJ problem, no vertigo, dizziness, no loss of consciousness or seizures, no ringing in the ear or buzzing, no loss of balance or loss of equilibrium, no loss of memory, no forgetfulness. There is no confusion or lack of focus, lack of concentration, no incontinence, and there is no vision problems. In this kind, patient reports there is no anxiety, depression, panic, and sleep disturbance, sadal anesthesia. It denies any weakness, lightheadedness, lethargy, difficulty walking, fatigue, or incontinence of the bowel or urine. There is a numbness of the right hand only, especially the right thumb. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is suffering from a pain in the neck, which is 1 or 2, and lower back pain is 5 to 6. No radiation of pain is reported from the neck down to the upper extremities or from lower back down to the lower extremity. He has just a numbness and tingling of the right thumb. No motor weakness of the hands is reported. No motor weakness of the legs is reported. There is a mild pain, 1 to 2 in the left shoulder, which he can move completely normal to 180 degrees of abduction. However, in the right shoulder, there is a pain which is 5 to 6, and it is he can still do 180 degrees, and there is a minimal pain. And he has no pain in the knee, but in the right leg below the knee, he experienced some pain, which is 5 to 6. He can walk pretty good, and he can sit pretty good, no problem in standing, and sleep is for 5 to 6 hours. He has had an MRI done. He has done an emergency room on the day of accident at Stockton in the emergency room via ambulance. He went there. He was there for 4 to 5 hours. CT scan, x-rays were done. And they were all negative. X-ray of the hand was negative for any fracture. He has gone to American Spine in California 3 times visit. He had done some physical therapy. An MRI was ordered. No injection or surgery has been done. Only home treatment massage has been done. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history, allergies, for family history, as well as relationship status, employment, legal, personal, and media. Physical examination, Mr. Jasbir Singh is a 57-year-old gentleman. He's a Sikh man with turban. His height is 5'9", and the weight is 151. His blood pressure is 159 over 105, pulse 79, pulse ox is 99, and temperature is 97.8 degrees. He is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, collecting colony care. No anxiety, lethargy is experienced. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. He is able to walk reasonably well. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological, musculature, neck, which is completely normal, musculoskeleton. The inspection and palpation is completely normal. And on examination, there is no tenderness noticed in the cervical, thoracic, or lumbar spine. No paravertebral muscle spasm noticed. No SI joint tenderness. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal completely at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50 and extension is 20, bilateral side flexion 30. Bilateral rotation is 40. Hyperextension is painful, slightly. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain as follows. The cervical spine, Hoffman sign is completely negative. Sperling sign is negative. Lerner test is negative. Distraction and Soto-R test negative. In thoracic spine, Rooster's and Slump test negative. In lumbar spine, SLR positive. At 30 degrees, CLR is positive. CAM test is positive. Brudzinski-Kernick test negative. And Bregar test negative. SI joint. In non-tender, standing flexion test, Healy compression test negative, distraction test negative, Faber test, Gunsland test negative. In the examination, except for the right shoulder and right knee area, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. Examination of the right shoulder. The patient has normally appearing shoulder on inspection, no dislocation, fractures, or contusion laceration noticed. And on palpation, there are no tender points noticed. The range of motion is completely normal at 180 degrees of abduction and forward flexion with minimal pain. Special tests were found negative for rotator cuff injury, Hawk and Kennedy test, pre-test, near-test, anterior-posterior apprehension tests are found negative. Left shoulder was completely normal. The right wrist and hand is completely normal. No positive finding. Signal sign, silent sign is negative. Grip is normal. No motor deficit. Reflexes are normal. Peripheral circulation is intact. Right leg, below the knee, especially lateral part of the leg, patient reports some pain and tibial tuberosity area. Other than that, no positive finding. Medial lateral collateral ligaments are negative. No non-tender and suprapatellar infrapatellar tendon is negative. There is no tenderness, swelling. Range of motion of the knee is completely normal. No fracture, dislocation are suspected. The anterior drawer, posterior drawer test is negative. McMurray's time is negative and patellar apprehension is negative. Distally, rest of the leg is completely normal. Diagnosis. The diagnosis is as follows. V89.2 XXT in general, and CNS R51, R42, VNS M79.2 muscles, none. Ligaments M54.0. Shoulders M25.512 M25.511. Hands and wrist M25.539. Knee, right knee M25.561. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.3, M54.16, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for dysplasia comes from the template. Treatment plan, patient is ordered physical therapy 2 times a week for neck and the lower back, both shoulders and the knee. Work restriction is on light duty, 7 hours, 7 days, 7 pound lifting limit. Medications. Patient is not provided any medication. He didn't want it, any medicines. He wants to take some Motrin and Advil at home. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and radiographs are as follows. The patient, there is an MRI that is done on 1-7-2025 in California, and it shows the following. At L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, there is a bulging disc with pressure on the L4 nerve root. No disc herniation. He has been seen by a chiropractic physician, American Spine, for a few visits. Interventional pain procedure. Patient has been informed that he should try some physical therapy for 3 months, and if no relief, then injections LESI can be done times 4. Physical options none, neuropsych none, attended care caseworker none, investigations none, DME. Patient is provided with a back brace, neck brace, and a tense unit. DNS and education, yes, and follow up within 15 days. And direct contact, yes. Thank you.